following is a special presentation of WCLO and the Big Radio Sports Network. Janesville Parker High School boys basketball is on the air. Our coverage begins with Parker Preview, an in-depth look at our featured Vikings basketball matchup. Now, live from the gym, here's Sean Maloney.
It's a Wednesday night at the Big 8 as Janesville Parker travels up the interstate to the state's capital to take on Madison La Follette into boys basketball action. Sean Maloney here on the Blackhawk Technical College pregame show, now featuring Blackhawk Talents Athletics, offering six sports, including men's and women's basketball. Learn more at athletics.blackhawk.edu. Well, the postseason is right around the corner, and the Parker Vikings right in the midst of a bit of a scheduling quirk. They're going to be playing four games in 6 days. This is their third of those four games. They had a back-to-back Friday, Saturday, and then they play here tonight, and then again in a couple of days before they round out the season next week. Huge win for the Vikings on Friday, their first conference win in 34 games. Saturday, though, spent a lot of energy there on that Friday night comeback and fell short against Madison East. We are going to talk to Janesville Parker head coach Matt Bredesen. Coming up next, you're listening to high school basketball on 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Dennis, your burger has its own fan club. I swear people cheer louder for the Charlie Burger than for the green and gold.
Well, the Charlie Burger actually shows up every Sunday.
Fair point. And folks can watch the games at Charlie's Place while sinking their teeth into that burger legend, right?
Exactly. Football on the screens, cold drinks, and the Charlie Burger. Half pound loaded up and ready to tackle hunger.
Sounds like a winning game plan, Dennis.
Charlie's Place, where the burger's big, the games are on, and the good times keep coming.
Are you living with atrial fibrillation or AFib? This common irregular heartbeat can increase your risk of stroke and other serious complications. Mercy Health is the region's leader in treating AFib, with more than 500 successful procedures that reduce the risk of a stroke and often eliminate the need for blood thinners. From diagnosis to advanced treatment, our expert team is here for you. Learn more at heart.mercyhealthsystem.org. Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better.
Time now for another free piece of legal advice. Let's go to Duffy Dillon from Dillon Groovy Attorneys at Law.
When you're hurt in a crash, it's easy to forget small details that insurance companies will use to raise bogus defenses later on. So, when you can, use your phone to record everything you see, along with your recollection of what happened. Video never forgets, and when you remember everything, it's a key factor in getting the compensation you deserve. Once you're back home safe, contact me at DillonGroovyLaw.com, and we'll get to work.
When you've been injured and have had enough, get tough. Call Duff.
Tailgate indoors tonight on the biggest grill around at Prime Quarter Steakhouse. No bugs, no bad weather, and the grill is always sizzling and waiting for your juicy USDA choice steak or succulent seafood selection. Do your grilling and chilling or have it prepared your way. Then dive into Prime Quarter Salad Bar and sear some Texas toast. You can also become a part of the Prime Quarter team. They're hiring now for all positions. This baseball season, make Prime Quarter your tailgate destination. Prime Quarter Steakhouse on Humes Road across from Target, Janesville.
When you need to know.
All right, hold on.
WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Blackhawk Technical College pregame show continues here on WCLO, but it's away from tip-off as Janesville Parker heads up to the state capitol to take on Madison La Follette in a Big 8 road game, joined now by Parker head coach Matt Bredesen. Coach, obviously we're going to look at tonight's game, but I want to look back since the last time we talked over your last couple of games, some highs and some lows in both those games. I want to start with the Friday night game against Sun Prairie East. You guys are down by 10 at one point, and you made a great comeback, get your first conference win in a while. Well, just run us through kind of that game a little bit, maybe the halftime message, because things really seem to flip after the break.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the second half of the Sun Prairie East game was the best that we'd played all year. We definitely limited turnovers. We told the kids at halftime that the goals were to push tempo because we thought that, you know, with our athleticism, if we were able to push tempo on Sun Prairie East, it would be to our benefit. We told them that they had to win the rebounding battle in the second half. They definitely won the rebounding battle, and we told them that we had to cover up three-point shooters and make sure that we're pinching gaps. And I thought, you know, gap defense offensively in that game, we were as good as we've been. We didn't let Sun Prairie East get a lot of penetration into the paint. So by doing so, it made it harder for them to get threes off, which is what they live and die by completely. So, you know, it was kind of like we contested threes and we took away that opportunity for them to score in the paint. So, therefore, when they weren't making threes, we were obviously going to have a chance to take advantage of it, and we did that. We also had a message that, you know, obviously we needed to get the ball inside more. I mean, the first half was hampered a little bit by Javonte Johnson's foul trouble, and obviously in the second half he was able to play foul free, and then when we were able to get the ball inside to him, you know, he scored 19 in the second half. We also had a great game out of Tyrell Jordan, probably his best game in high school, hitting three threes in the second half and getting downhill to the rim very well against Sun Prairie East, and he was kind of that guy that led the transition.
And we've talked over the course of the season when we've done your games about the teams kind of, you know, you need to learn how to win games, right? And that felt like maybe the first time that maybe, I mean, you won some games earlier in the year, but they were pretty lopsided. You were ahead comfortably. What does this win? I know one win will never completely alter the course of like a program, you know, but how does this one kind of maybe shift things in a different direction?
Well, I mean, it was good for us to finish the game out and get a win in that one, especially considering the last time that we'd played those guys, we felt to a T that we should have won that game as well, you know, with a 1-point lead with 12 seconds left in the game. But, you know, we didn't win that one, so it was nice to come back and win this game. It was nice to, you know, compete at that high level and put ourselves in position to win that game. And, you know, we really want it going away. I don't think after the 10-minute mark there was, you know, a ton of doubt about who was gonna end up coming out on top, especially with the way that things were going. While the game was still, you know, within reach for Sun Prairie East, I felt like we had all the momentum, and I felt like we were going to finish that game. So, you know, we've been here before. My first 2 years that I took over the program, we were playing, you know, we started out playing sophomores and then they were juniors, and, you know, we had these same road bumps that we had now, where first we started off the first year that I was here where, you know, that group of kids was not super competitive and we lost a lot of games, you know, kind of lopsided. And then the next year games got more competitive. We found a way to grind out a few more games. And, you know, hopefully that's the same trajectory that we're on with this crew, because, I mean, next year will be their third year on varsity. We will be senior heavy. We will be that team that's finally senior heavy. And I feel like we will be in a position to find much more success in the Big 8 conference specifically.
Talking to you, Matt Bredesen, Janesville Parker, head coach here on the Blackhawk Technical College pregame show as they get ready to take on Madison La Falla tonight. And before we get to Madison La Falla, really unique schedule quirk right now, Coach. You're in the midst of it. We touched on it a little bit during the Sun Prairie broadcast, but four games in about 6 days. You had a back-to-back on a Friday and a Saturday, which I can't remember the last time I saw that. Maybe you've had a few instances this year, but what was kind of the scenario then on Saturday? You had to travel up to Madison East, tough loss. Did you feel like maybe you just burnt so much energy against East on Friday that it didn't translate to Saturday, or what kind of happened?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a situation where that East game got rescheduled earlier in the year due to weather. I mean, I think that was the day that it was 40 below zero or whatever on a Friday. So we were looking at dates, and, you know, we gave them a bunch of dates, and unfortunately the dates that we would have preferred didn't work, and we got to a situation where there was really not a lot of options to put it. It was either last Saturday or this coming up Saturday, and I really didn't want to play a game on the 28th. With the playoffs and everything coming up, so we decided mutually to play on the 21st. Unfortunately, it was also an afternoon game, so we went from Friday night to Saturday afternoon. And I think that, you know, obviously it's the end of the year, legs are tired. We burned a lot of energy with that comeback. I mean, it was an emotional high, and to get that comeback win over Sun Prairie East, and, you know, our kids were up and spent tons and tons of energy on that. And I thought that we came out flat. you know, in at Madison East. I thought we were flat. I thought they had much more energy. It was their senior night. And they kind of jumped on us a little bit early, and, you know, we weren't really able to recover to the extent that we would have wanted to. I think that we were okay offensively at Madison East. Defensively, we looked a step slow, and we just were not able to execute defensively nearly as well as we did the night before when, you know, in reality, the pinching and the gap defense was absolutely what was key, because Madison West is one of those teams that tries to get downhill into the defense all the time and get into the paint as much as they can, and, you know, we weren't necessarily able to prevent that. I think at times we stopped some of that penetration all right, but then we didn't rotate backside and gave up some really easy looks to Madison East that way as well. So, you know, the good thing about it is we get another shot at them next Tuesday, and I'm fully expecting a much better performance from us.
Yeah, you get plenty of time between that matchup and the playoff matchup in the first round, the D1 playoffs. But between then, you got a couple of games, including tonight's at Madison. LaFollette, another trip up to Madison. And this is a team, coach, that you played a month ago. 10-point loss. You really hung around. I know me and Bear kind of really praised the team over the course of the broadcast because we were really impressed with how well you hung around. How much do you take from that game and apply it to this one, if anything?
I mean, our kids are confident that we can compete tonight with Madison LaFollette. Madison LaFollette is an interesting team because they have a couple really, really skilled offensive players. And it's a matter of whether or not you can hold those guys in check for you to be able to compete with them. I mean, Reese Jordan is a really skilled guard, left-handed guard that tries to get in the paint, that can shoot it, that, you know, is definitely one of the better guards in our Big 8 conference. And Theon Reak, it feels like, has been there forever. But, I mean, there's been three brothers in a row, so there's been a Reak there as long as I can remember. But since I came in 2018, I'm pretty sure there's been a Reak there every year. But anyway, Theon's a really good athlete as well that you have to keep out of the paint and you have to prevent from kind of doing his thing and getting run-out dunks and, you know, getting a lot of putbacks with his size and athleticism. So, I mean, kind of focusing on those two guys and preventing those two guys from having massive nights against you is really the key to hanging with LaFollette. When we're dealing with when you're dealing with the other guys, I mean, they have some other guys that can make shots. They have some other guys that can get downhill a little bit into the paint. But, you know, at the end of the day, if we can limit Theon and Reese, then we're going to have a shot again to be in that game at the end. And, you know, I thought that game was one of our turning points this year because I thought that we played really, really well. That was in a stretch where, you know, we had lost to Craig, the crosstown rival, by 8 earlier, and then we lost the Sun Prairie game by 1, and then we competed really well with LaFollette, and I really thought that was the point in our season where we really started to show improvement and get to, you know, more toward the stage where we want to go with these kids.
Talking to Matt Bardis and Janesville Parker, head coach, as they gear up for their matchup tonight with LaFollette. And coach, you hit on some of them a little bit there, but what are the other big keys for you guys to stay competitive and come away with a win? Like you said, you looked impressive in the first matchup with this team. Certainly doable, but what are some of those big keys?
I mean, you have to win the rebounding battle. I mean, the first game we significantly out-rebounded Madison LaFollette. If we do that again, I mean, that's going to keep us in the game. We have to finish better than we did the first game. I thought we left a lot of points on the board, missing some shots that were, you know, not overly difficult that, you know, had they gone in, I think then we're right there and possibly ahead later in the game. So I think, you know, you have to exploit them defensively. They haven't necessarily throughout the course of the year defended a lot of offensive action well. I mean, they've given up a lot of points throughout the course of the year, so I think that, you know, we have to execute offensively. We have to set screens. We have to make hard cuts. We have to set cuts up. We have to do all of those little things that make a difference, and then we have to finish the shots when we get them, along with winning the rebounding battle, along with limiting Theon and Reese. And then I think, you know, the game is potentially going to be right there. So, you know, we'll see what happens with it. Like I said, I think our kids are confident and very much believe that we're going to be in this game when the time is winding down.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Should be a good one, Coach. As always, really appreciate you carving out time with us pregame. Thanks a bunch, and good luck tonight.
Yep, no problem, Sean. Thanks.
That's Janesville Parker head coach Matt Bredesen here on the Blackhawk Technical College pregame show. We are just minutes away from tip-off. We're going to have those attorney Duffy Dillon starting lineups coming up after this. You're listening to High School Hoops on 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Dreaming of the perfect proposal? Countryside Jewelry in downtown Lake Mills is where your love story begins. Explore a dazzling array of engagement rings, each one ready for your choice of center stone, natural or lab-grown diamonds, all sparkling with possibility. Pick your favorite shape and size, with financing to make it easy. For generations, couples have trusted Countryside Jewelry for unforgettable moments. Take the scenic route and find forever. Countryside Jewelry on Main Street in beautiful downtown Lake Mills.
Nobody knows windows like Wanneke Remodeling. Windows from Wanneke Remodeling are durable, beautiful, custom-crafted, made-to-order, and professionally installed. Energy-efficient windows from Wanneke Remodeling also offer the elegance, strength, and stability of wood with the low-maintenance features of vinyl. This month, save 20% on your windows or doors, plus $150 off your entire project. Visit WanekeRemodeling.com for more details.
Wanneke Remodeling, we make everything all look new.
Want to know what Lucky tastes like? Dive into the deliciousness of Culver's Mint Shakes. Made with rich, handcrafted vanilla custard and a refreshing burst of minty goodness, it's the perfect treat to chill your taste buds and sweeten your day. Whether you're enjoying it solo or sharing with a friend, Culver's Mint Shake is a must-have for mint lovers. But hurry, this seasonal treat won't last forever. Stop by your community-minded, locally-owned Culver's of Janesville and Beloit and grab a mint shake today. Your taste buds will thank you.
Southern Wisconsin's news leader, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Wrapping up the Blackhawk Technical College pregame show. Just minutes away from tip-off here on WCLO's Janesville Parker gets ready to take on Madison LaFollette. It's time now for the attorney Duffy Dillon starting lineups from Dillon Gruby, attorneys at law. When you've been injured and have had enough, get tough. Call Duff 608-373-5560. Taking a look at the starters for the host team tonight. The Madison LaFollette Lancers starting at forward, a 6'2 senior, number 3, Terrell Moss. Starting at guard, a 6-foot junior, number 4, Origin Pruitt. Starting at guard, a 6'2 junior, number 10, Reese Jordan. Starting at forward, a 6'5 senior, number 23, Fian Riak. And starting at guard, a 5'11 junior, number 24, Patrick Toomey. The Lancers, 13-9 on the season, 10-7 in conference play, led by head coach Torrance Holmes. And taking a look now at the starters for your Janesville Parker Vikings. Starting at forward, a 6'3 senior forward, number 0, Javion Hill. Starting at guard, a 6'1 junior, number 3, Tyrell Jordan. Starting at forward, a 6'3 junior, number 21, Keandre Johnson. Starting at forward, a 6'3 junior, number 25, Javante Johnson. And starting at guard, a 6'2 junior, number 33, Henry Simmons. The Vikings 3-19 on the year, 1-16 in conference play, led by head coach Matt Bredesen. Lancers home uniforms, white jerseys, white shorts, maroon numbers, Lancers across the chest, and a checker print down the side for the Vikings road unis. Black jerseys, black shorts, green stripe down the side. Green numbers with gold trim. Something else to keep in mind on tonight, Theon Riak just 2 points away from 1,000 career points. So we are expecting that if he gets those points early, they're going to take a quick timeout and honor him for a few minutes. We're hitting 1,000, but we are underway. The follow wins the tip. The Lancers won this matchup by 2 points the first time these two teams matched up about a month ago. Parker kind of hung around, but in the second half, this has been kind of the case for good chunks of the season, just not enough in the tank in the second half. Reacts in the corner. He's working hard to get that first 2 points. Going to step all the way back. Kicks now top of the key, looking to get it back, but Johnson playing a good job, fronting him on the post. Going to swing around the right side. Pruitt has it right wing. 30 seconds away here in the first half. Jordan has it, averages 25 a game. Spin, fades, jumper's up, no good. Going to be out of bounds. Last touched by the Lancers. It'll be Parker basketball. Just Jordan, the lefty, one heck of a guard prospect in the Big 8. And he forces a steal there and shots up and good by Origin Pruitt. That's what the Vikings can't afford to have is the early turnovers. And there's another turnover, back-to-back turnovers. Back the other way comes Jordan. Layup's up and good. Two quick turnovers, four easy points for the Lancers. Jordan picks up his dribble, but he's able to get it across to Hill, across half court, to avoid another turnover. Johnson has it left wing, kicks into the corner. Simmons. Simmons now to Johnson in the corner. Johnson to Johnson on the block. Spins, jumper is up, too strong, no good. Rebound Moss. More than a minute into the first half, Vikings still looking for their first 2 points. Reacts in the corner. Kicks baseline. Gets it back in the corner. A lot of ISO right now for React, trying to get him those 2 points. Tries to back his way in on Johnson. Johnson did a good job holding his own. Kicks to Moss, top of the key. Three's up, no good. Long rebound going to be brought in by Jordan. Jordan kicks to Toomey. Gets it back to Jordan in the corner. Thought about the three, instead drives baseline. Scoop shots up and good. Reese Jordan. Finish around the rim with the best of him. He's got 4 early points. And then it forces a steal, another turnover. Layups up and good, up and under. Boy, oh boy. A pretty finish from Reese Jordan. And Matt Bredesen wants a timeout. 8-0. Lancers lead, 15:56 to go first half. We're back at 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Hoops on 1230 AM, 92.7 FM. WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
All right, Judy. Kaiser Janesville is our last stop in search of a new Buick.
Okay, Bill.
Judy, it's a miracle. There's like 70 to choose from.
It's amazing. One for you, one for me.
Wait, what?
If you are looking for a little, stop into Kaiser Janesville today for the biggest selection of 2026 Buick Enclaves and Envisions. Plus, get $5,300 off of MSRP today. Visit KaiserJanesville.com.
All the news you can use on WCLO Janesville Beloit.
Well, the Lancer defense giving the Vikings all sorts of problems in the early going here. Already 3 turnovers for Parker. Another one there. Jordan up. Layups good. Just a disaster of a start for the Vikings. 10-0 early lead for the Lancers. Hill gets it across half court. Bumps off Jordan and then out of bounds. Another turnover by the Vikings. It's already 5 turnovers in 2.5 minutes. This Viking team that got their first conference win in 34 tries on Friday. And just a little too much energy. Kind of got boat raced by Madison East on Saturday. React crosses over, drives right. Shot is up. Left it short. No good. Rebound brought in by Johnson. Quickly up to Hill. And I think he tweaked his ankle, tripped a little bit there. And that's going to be another turnover for Parker. So when they finally get a stop, just aren't able to make something happen with it. Back to the way come the Lancers. React has it. Right wing three's on the way. Left it on the left rim. No good. Rebound brought in by Hill. And foul's going to be called there on Jordan. A little too aggressive. Trying to go for the steal there. 15 minutes exactly in the first half. 10-0. LaFollette leads over Parker. Parker already knows, of course, the seedings and matchups out. That was their first round matchup. They're going to take on Madison East once again. About a week and a half long, two there from Johnson. Not sure that's the shot they were looking for, but another offensive rebound. Shot's up, no good. And out of bounds, Keandre with the offensive rebound. Couldn't get the shot to go, but it's last touched by Reak, and it'll be Parker basketball. Simmons getting inbound under his own hoop. Gets it to Johnson underneath. Layup's up and good. Javonte Johnson with the first 2 points of the night for Janesville. Parker comes a little more than 3 minutes into the ball game. 14.5 to play first half. 10-2. We'll follow it leads. React underneath. Shots up and good. And there's 2 points at 1,000 for React on his career. Recently announced on Twitter, he's reclassifying to the class of 2027. And he's going to head down to Missouri to play basketball for a prep school, United Way Prep down in Missouri. But 1,000 points in 4 years for React. Reac legacy continues here at Madison La Follette. You heard it from Coach Bredesen in the pregame. Feels like there's been a Reac at La Follette forever. And he gets to 1,000 points. Great honor for the young man there. And quick timeout, take a photo with the banner. And we're going to get back into the action here. 12-2. La Follette leads. It's Reac's first 2 points of the night. He was trying real hard to get those two early on. Simmons gets the hill. Johnson to Johnson. Howard to Jordan. Jordan layup up and blocked by Reac. Oh, he's skied high for that one. Jordan underneath. Floater is up and no good. Hill comes down with a rebound. I think Ty Jordan thought he got enough air under that floater to avoid the block, but not so. Johnson underneath. Layup's up. Left it short. Ty Jordan can't come down with the offensive rebound. Toomey comes down with it. Back of the way come the Lancers. 12-2 lead. Under 14 to play. Reac, right elbow. Crosses over. Good defense by Johnson. Kicks into the corner. Moss now kicks to Pruitt. Pruitt drives. It's back to Moss. Kicks into the corner. Toomey. Good ball movement here from the Lancers. Toomey's floater is up. That's no good. Johnson comes down with a rebound. Cross court to Simmons. Hill has it on the right wing. Just 2 points for Janesville Parker. More than 5 minutes, or almost 5 minutes into this first half. Hill, top of the key. Body's on the floor, but Hill's able to come away with it. Kicks to Jordan. Jordan drives. Layup's up. Left it short. No good. And that one's going to be tipped out to Moss. Moss to Pruitt on the corner. Drives. Dumps off Reac. Right block. Spins right. Layup's up. No good. Too strong. Reac. Offensive rebound, and then he's fouled. Could be the first team foul on Parker here tonight. Six turnovers in the first half for Parker. Still 13 minutes to play in the half. Pruitt's going to inbound under his own basket for La Follette. Gets it to Jordan. Left wing, crossover right. Elevates. Mitty jumper's good. Boy, oh boy, kid's a talented ball player. Reese Jordan, he's already got 10 points, a couple of steals. Ty Jordan picks up his dribble in the backcourt, stolen away by Moss. And Jordan steals it right back. Back-to-back turnovers. Jordan, not afraid to react, drives right at him, puts it up and in. Reese has it on the right wing. 12 and a half to play, crosses over right. Spins, fades, jumper's up and good. Reese Jordan's feeling it right now. He's got 12 points. Crossover in the spin and the jumper. Johnson over to Hill. Hill's layup's up, no good. Javante's offensive rebound, put back, no good. Reac comes down with a rebound. Drives right into the paint. Shots up, he's blocked. He's going to head to the free throw line, though. A little too much contact, so he's going to head to the free throw line for two. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Beloit Health System. Flu shot clinics are open. Appointments are required. Schedule appointments using your patient portal or call today. Beloit Health System, committed to their community, dedicated to your health. First free throw on the way. It's up and good. Tonight's broadcast is also brought to you by Wanakee Remodeling. They make everything old look new again. Find them online at wanakeeremodeling.com. Second free throw from Reac. Up and good. 2 for 2 at the stripe there. 18-14. La Follette leads. 12 minutes to play first half. Still bringing that full court pressure. It's given the Vikings all sorts of problems here tonight. Hill gets it across half court, spins, loses it into the hands of Jordan. Another turnover for Parker. Reac kicks into the corner. Gets it back in the wing, takes the three, and it's good. Hits a couple of free throws to get himself in rhythm and steps into that three. It's a 21-4 lead for La Follette. Johnson drives, layup's up, good. Keandre Johnson with a nice tough layup. 21-6 lead for La Follette. 11.5 to play. Much different from last time these two teams met. Toomey's corner, three's good. It's the second three of the night for La Follette. 24-6 lead. Johnson to Johnson. Devontae drives, layups up, no good. Rebound brought in by Moss. React didn't get the block, but he certainly affected that shot. Moss drives it, layups up, good. Counted and one. Terrell Moss on the two, and he's going to go to the free throw line for a chance to give his team a 21-point lead. Matt Bredesen's going to take a full timeout. 11:05 to play first half. La Follette leads over Parker 26-6. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Hoops on 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
At Black Hawk Community Credit Union, they believe in the power of community and are thrilled to announce the 2026 Premier Difference Makers, ECHO and KHDS, otherwise known as Kenosha Humane Development Services. Now it's your turn. Apply for a $15,000 donation from BHCCU for 2027 by visiting bhccu.org. Applications for the $15,000 donations are due by November 1st, 2026. Together, we can make a difference. Join in supporting the Premier Difference Makers at Black Hawk Community Credit Union. Member NCUA.
Maintenance isn't exciting, but it beats fixing things in the field later. Right now at Johnson Tractor, it's the Land to Lawn Parts Sale. Get 10% off all major brands of parts and 20% off filters, including Case IH Genuine Parts. If you run red, you already know. Case IH Genuine Parts fit right, last longer, and keep small problems from turning into big ones. Stock up now. You'll thank yourself later.
When you need to know.
All right, hold on.
WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Moss's free throw is no good. Rattles around, doesn't drop for him, but then Parker turns it right over. Layup back the other way. Origin Pruitt off the turnover. 28-6 lead. That's already 9 turnovers for the Vikings in the first half. Kicked into the corner. Johnson has it. Three's up, no good. Keandre, though, with the offensive rebound and the putback. 28-8 lead. 10:30 to play. Jordan, deep three, top of the key, airmailed it. That was a bit of an ultimate heap check there. Torrance Holmes immediately signals to the bench, telling Jordan to come out. Not sure if that was because of the shot selection or maybe give him a little break. He's been going pretty high energy here for the first 8 minutes. Has a few steals and 12 points. Johnson gets it in. Up to Ty Jordan. Jordan tries the floater. A little out of control. No good. Moss with the rebound. Back the other way comes La Follette. Moss has it on the right wing. Kicks to React. Gets it back. Moss on the wing. Shot fake. Drive. Spins right. Kicks into the corner. Three's on the way. And it's good. Origin Pruitt with the three. That's already the third the first half. Parker's yet to hit a three. Johnson underneath the Simmons. Lefty layup's up and good. Much needed basket, but still a 21-point deficit for the Vikes. Well, followed is had good shot selection. React's gonna bring it out. Drives baseline. Jump stop. Layup's up and good. React with 9 points, 3 rebounds. More pressure again here in the backcourt. Johnson has it, kicks into the corner. Three's on the way. It's too strong, no good. Rebound brought in by La Follette. Back to the way come the Lancers. Layups up, contact. And Keandre Johnson's going to be tagged with a foul, it looks like. And it's going to be his second. Going to send C.J. Costello to the free throw line for two. First one's on the way. It's up and good. Nolan Pagel checking in for the Vikes. They need some offense. He's going to be in for Simmons. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Hesser Toyota, your hometown Toyota dealer and best source of quality pre-driven vehicles. Hesser Toyota. No games, no gimmicks, no kidding. Costello's second free throw. Up and good. 25-point lead now for the Lancers. 25-10. Etchepagel checks in. He's one of the Vikes that has a green light from pretty much anywhere. Ty Jordan drives, loses it. And then we're going to have a foul call. A little too aggressive on the defense. underneath. So Parker is going to inbound underneath their own basket. It's going to be Brady Reed to inbound. Shots up, no good on the inbound. Good look there from Johnson. Couldn't make it go, and React brings down the rebound. React, shimmy threes up and good. He's feeling it. 38-10, under 9 to play in the first half. Ty Jordan has it, hands off Pagel. Swings with Reed. Top of the key, threes on the way. Good. Brady Reed with the first three of the night for the Vikings. React, left wing, backs it out. He's going to get a screen for Pruitt. Now Pruitt has it near half court, covered by Ty Jordan. Pruitt crosses over, gets to React, thought about the three, instead drives, kicks into the corner. Costello's three's on the way, too strong, no good. React kind of mistimed his jump, but he's able to track down the rebound. Has it in the corner, covered by Johnson. Spins left, kicks left wing. Over to Toomey. Lancer swinging around here on the perimeter. Good defensive possession so far from the Vikes. Can they finish it? Toomey finds himself open for a three, and he drills it. Played good defense for about 90% of that possession. Lost Toomey open in the corner. His second three. It's a 41-13 lead for the Lancers. Pagel's three's up. Down and out. No good. Rebound brought in by Moss. Kicks it to me in the corner. Thought about the three. Finds React. Top of the key. Three's on the way. Off the left rim. No good. A little too strong there. Keandre Johnson brings down the rebound. Finds Ty Jordan in transition. 7.5 to play. Javante's top of the key. Three's no good. React with another rebound. Quickly up the left side. Layups up and good by Terrell Moss. And boy, it was a 61-51 win for La Follette. In the first matchup, they scored 61 points the entire game. They're already at 43. Still got 7 minutes left in the half. Two's up, two's good. Nolan Pagel with the two. Moss has it. Backs down, kicks Toomey, left wing, shot fake. Finds React top of the key. The defense on the perimeter by Johnson on React. Kicks left wing. Three's on the way from Moss. Short, no good. Airballed. And it's going to be Parker basketball. Reese Jordan's going to check back in for La Follette, as will Braden Younger. Nine turnovers in the first half of the Vikes. La Follette's hit five threes. Johnson has it on the right side. Kicks into the corner. Three's on the way. Up and good. Carter Salas, who's checked into the game for the Vikings. 43-18 lead. React drives. Tries to step back. Good defense again by Johnson. React forced to kick into the corner to Jordan. Dump off React. Tried to throw it down and couldn't get it to go. It was a monstrous attempt there. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touched by React, so it'll be Parker basketball. We're going to have a full timeout here from La Follette. 43-18 lead for the Lancers over Parker. 6:09 to play first half. We're back in a minute. You're listening to High School Hoops on 1230 AM, 92.7 FM. WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Celebrate love all month long at Hester Toyota with the new 2026 Camry. Yeah, that's right, the Camry. Now you might be saying, what's this sexy music doing in a Camry commercial? But baby, real romance is about being sensible, pragmatic. And the new Camry has an all-hybrid powertrain with up to 51 combined MPG rating.
51.
Everyday drives deserve everyday thrills. Get yours at Hester Toyota. No games, no gimmicks, no kidding.
If you haven't been by campus in a while, maybe you don't know, but big things are happening at Black Hawk Technical College, and that's because Black Hawk is for everyone. With new investments into public safety, manufacturing, and bachelor's degree pathway programs, it's easy to see why Black Hawk is the community's choice for higher education. It's never too late to invest in yourself, and success is always easier when you have the right connections and support. Get started today at blackhawk.edu. Take flight with Black Hawk.
When you need the score.
Right now.
WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Parker basketball out of the La Follette timeout. Under six to play in the first half. 43-18 lead. It's been all answers here in the first half. Pagel, deep three, up and good. Nolan Pagel, 5 points, leads the way for Parker. Reese Jordan crosses over, jumpers up, no good. Rebound brought in by Salas. Back to the way come the Vikings. Johnson underneath, pass a little too high for him. Couldn't go up and get it. Another turnover. That's now the 10th for Parker. Davion Hill's going to check in. Javion Hill's going to check in for Parker. In for Hill. Check that. Hill's in for Jordan. Get a right eventually there. Costello has it. Left wing for the Lancers. Top of the key, Jordan. Jordan on the right wing, crosses over, finds React, top of the key, thought about the three, drives, kicks to Jordan in the corner, shot fake, step back, three's up, too strong, no good, React skies up for the rebound, and can't get the shot to go, but he's fouled, so he's going to head to the free throw line for two. React at 12 points, him and Jordan, each with 12, React with 7 rebounds, almost got a first half with a double-double here. Double-double in the first half. 5 minutes to play in the first half. Yanks first free throws. A little too strong. No good. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Carpets Plus Color Tile, your floor covering experts for nearly 50 years on the northernmost point of Pontiac Drive in Janesville. And by Johnson Tractor from Land O'Lawn, no matter what size the purchase, you'll be glad you chose Johnson Tractor with locations in Janesville and Judah. Second free throw is good from Reax. Splits the pair. 44-21 lead for the Lancers. Pagel has it. Finds Johnson on the elbow. Little floaters up. Too strong. No good. Rolled around. Couldn't drop for him. Reax gets the rebound. Dumps off. Right side Jordan. Layups up and good. Nice feed there from Reax to Jordan. Now the inverse there. The forward to the guard. Johnson has it, finds Hill on the left wing, gets it across half court, crosses over, dumps off to Salas. A little too fancy on the pass. That's going to be another turnover for the Vikes. They're 11th. 4:30 to play first half. 46-21 lead for the Lancers. Reacts played every minute. Hit 1,000 career points early in this one. He's got 13. Costello has it, drives, lefty layup, up and good, just gets right to the rim. CJ Costello off the bench, the sophomore guard, extends the lead back to 27, Reak almost comes away with the steal, Parker is able to salvage it, Johnson kicks into the corner, Salas, Reed, that's threes up and good, Brady Reed with his three. It's the fourth three of the night for Parker. Jordan has it in the corner. Wide open three. Down and out. No good. Rebound brought in by Salas. Back the other way come the Vikes. Johnson on the block. Drops in. Shots up and good. Javonte Johnson with the two, and he got fouled, so he's going to head to the free throw line for a chance for a three-point play. Sub checking in for the Lancers. Jamario Morgan going to be in for Braden Younger. 3:38 to play first half. Culver's the Janesville halftime show coming up. It's been all Lancers here in the first. Johnson's free throws up and good. He's got 5 points, but he's not really been a factor on the boards, which is usually going to be against most teams. But when you got React over there, that size and athleticism kind of neutralized that. And it certainly has here in the first half. Moss has it. Drives, loses it. Turnover there by La Follette. They haven't had many of those. Back to the way come the Vikes. Javonte, layup, up, no good. Reese Jordan comes down with a rebound. React back the other way, loses it. Stolen away, back-to-back turnovers, and then Pagel was on the baseline. So, unfortunately, it's going to be a turnover for the Vikes. 48-27 lead for the Lancers. 3:08 to play first half. It's going to be Lancer basketball inbounded under their own hoop. Once somebody decides they want to inbound, Morgan's going to do it. Inbounds to React on the left wing. What about the three? crosses over, kicks to Moss. Step back three, back to Reak. Now to Costello in the corner. Three's up, too strong, no good. And a foul is going to be called on Morgan for La Follette. This could be their fourth team foul. A little too aggressive on the rebound. It'll be Parker basketball. But La Follette still bringing that full court pressure. It's given the Vikings all sorts of fits here in the first half. Hill gets it to Johnson in the corner. His three's on the way, too strong, no good. Another rebound, Reak. If Johnson's going to be shooting threes, Reak's just going to gobble up those rebounds underneath. He's already got nine. Approaching a first half double-double. Moss hands it in the corner, finds top of the key. Jordan crosses over for La Follette. Left elbow, spins right. Now fades back left. Jumper's up, no good. Morgan, offensive rebound for the Lancers. Kicks to Reak in the corner. His three's on the way. Down and out, no good. Reese Jordan with an offensive rebound. His shot's up, no good, but he's fouled. And he'll head to the free throw line for a couple of free throws. Parker just not rebounding the ball as well as they typically do. ...18-10... Follett winning the rebound battle here in the first half. First free throw's up and good from Jordan. Simmons gonna check in for Parker, as is Nolan Ziegelman. Jordan hit the first free throw. Second free throw's on the way. That one's no good. And Morgan, again, a little too aggressive on the rebound. So it's going to be Parker basketball as the Lancers lead by 22, 49-27. Mentioned the first matchup between these two teams, La Follette didn't look very crisp. They just scored 61 points in the whole game. And they're already at 49 right now. 49-27. They lead, 2:09 to go, first half. Sub checking in for La Follette. Origin Pruitt going to be in for Morgan. Reed will give it across half court for the Vikes. Two to play. Reed on the left wing. Pounding defense here by Jordan. Spins left. Finds Hill underneath. Layup's up, no good. Rebound. It's going to be brought in by Ziegelman. Offensive rebound. Put back up and in. Offensive rebound from Ziegelman. Puts it up and in. Under two to play. 49-29, 20-point lead. Reak drives baseline. Gets cut off by Ziegelman. Offense swings it around. Left wing three's up, no good. Reed's going to be bringing in the rebound. Back the other way comes Parker. Simmons has it, dumps off right, block layups up and good. Carter Salas on a nice feed from Simmons. 18 points now the lead. He's nearly 30 at one point in this first half. The Follett's took the foot off the gas a little bit here. Younger's three from the right wing's up and good. Just when I say it, Braden Younger drills a three. And foul's going to be called on La Follette. To be called on Moss. Got 16 fouls either way. So bonus for the remaining 59 seconds. Hill's going to inbound, gets it to Reed. 52-31 lead for La Follette, but all Lancers in the first half over the Vikes. Ziegelman has it, drives in, and shots lost, blocked out of bounds. Still going to be Parker basketball as they inbound under their own hoop. 49 seconds to play in the first half. 52-31 lead. Parker's going to inbound. Top of the key, Salas. Swings it around left side. Three's up. Short, no good. And it's going to be out of bounds. So it'll be Lancer basketball. 42 seconds to play. See if the Lancers hold for the final shot of the half. Hit six threes in the first stanza. Reak top of the key, covered by Ziegelman. You don't see this lineup too much from Parker. Both Johnson brothers on the bench. Getting a breather here. Pruitt, midi jumpers up, no good. Reak offensive rebound. Finds Jordan underneath. Loses it. Blocked by Ziegelman. Top of the key, Pruitt. Kick to the corner, three's up, no good. Reshorted, another offensive rebound, and he's fouled and led to the free throw line once again. Six offensive rebounds in the first half for La Follette. Winning the rebound battle 20-12. Jordan at the free throw line. First one's on the way. Good. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Premier Oral Surgery, serving Janesville and Monroe. Check out their website to apply for their $1,000 scholarship. Second free throw is up and good from Jordan. 17 first half points for the star guard for the Lancers. 54-31. 10 seconds to go in the half. Layup's up and good from Ziegelman in transition. Gets the two to go. Quickly back come the Lancers. Jordan, two on the clock. Crosses over, steps back three at the buzzer's up and no good. That's how the first half will end. 54-33. All Lancers in the first half. Culver's the Janesville Halftime Show is coming up. After this, you're listening to High School Hoops on 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
At Carpets Plus, we have the perfect flooring for your home. Whether it's carpet, luxury vinyl, plank, tile, or laminate, we have the latest styles and durable options to fit your lifestyle. Wider planks, warm tones, and waterproof flooring are top trends, and we have them all in stock. For a limited time, get 0% financing on purchases of $10,000 or more. Stop in today, select your perfect floor. Carpets Plus of Janesville on the northernmost point of Pontiac Drive.
You never see it coming. A car accident, a child's fall, a loved one struggling to breathe. In those terrifying moments, you don't have time to think. You just need help. Beloit Memorial Hospital's emergency department is right here and ready. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With a certified Level 3 trauma center, their expert team provides immediate, life-saving care right here in your community. No long drives, immediate full service, highest level specialty care. They have the specialists, the technology, and the compassion that you can trust to treat the most serious emergencies. Because when a life hangs in the balance, trust isn't optional. It's everything. When every second counts, you need more than a hospital. You need people who are qualified, who care, and are prepared for every situation. Beloit Memorial Hospital Emergency Department, here when you need us most. Beloit Health System, committed to our community, dedicated to your health.
I don't know about you, but I have spring fever. Hi, this is Jordan at K&W Greenery. I'm not complaining about the weather, but it's so hard when I can't do anything outside yet. Good thing you can come into K&W Greenery and take care of that spring fever. Come plant your garden, grab some seeds, take a deep breath in the greenhouse, and relax. Spring is definitely coming, but until it's here, come hang out with your fellow spring fever friends at K&W, Highway 14, Janesville.
Congratulations to the Premier Oral Surgery Spotlight student, Milton basketball player Colin Branch. Colin poured in 35 points to push the Redhawks past Watertown in a recent one-point road victory in the Badger Large Conference. Congrats again to Colin Branch from the entire team at Premier Oral Surgery with locations in Janesville and Monroe. Search the web for Premier Oral Surgery Scholarship to learn how you can apply for their $1,000 student scholarship.
Hy-Vee in Janesville is proud to announce the Hy-Vee High School Team of the Month, the Beloit Memorial Boys Basketball Team, led by Coach Todd Marks. Purple Knights are 18-2 and tied for first place in the Southern Lakes Conference, and led by senior point guard Amari Hereford, who leads the state in scoring, but also has a strong supporting cast, led by seniors Brock Hodges and J.J. Martin. Congratulations to the Beloit Memorial Boys Basketball Team on being named the Hy-Vee High School Team of the Month.
At Blackhawk Community Credit Union, growth doesn't happen by accident, it's earned. Each month, Blackhawk Community Credit Union recognizes a trailblazer, an employee promoted through hard work, dedication, and commitment to our core values. This month, BHCCU is proud to congratulate mortgage processor Grace Runnis. Starting as a temp, Grace earned multiple promotions through her drive to learn, grow, and serve members every day. At BHCCU, careers are built from within, and journeys of growth are celebrated. Congratulations, Grace, on this well-earned milestone.
It's time for a classic Wisconsin fish fry at Culver's. If you're craving something crispy on the outside and flaky on the inside, you've got to try Culver's North Atlantic Cod, hand-battered to perfection. Or try their butterfly jumbo shrimp, golden and delicious. It hits the spot every time. No matter what you choose, every bite is a taste of Wisconsin tradition. It's the fish fry you've been craving, only at your locally owned, community-minded Culver's of Janesville and Beloit. Stop in today for the ultimate fish fry experience, only at Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
Every day, we bring you the news. WCLO Janesville Beloit.
Culver's at Janesville Halftime Show with three locations on Milton Avenue, West 4th Street, or on Midland Road across from SSM Health. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Madison LaFollette leads over Janesville Parker 54-33 at the halftime break here. This Big 8 Boys Conference matchup, all answers here in the first half. They led by almost as many as 30 in the first half, currently leading by 21. You just look at the rebounding and turnovers. That pretty much tells the story. 20-12, LaFollette out-rebounding Parker. And Parker with 12 first-half turnovers to just 3 for Madison LaFollette. Lancers also had 6 offensive rebounds. So that's 18 extra possessions there. And when you're already up against it, can't afford to be given a team of this quality extra possessions. That's what Parker has done here in the first half, finding themselves trailing by 21. Theon Riak with 13 points, 10 rebounds. First half double-double. Hit his 1,000th career point in the early goings of the first half, but it's not the leading scorer for the Lancers in the first half. That would go to Reese Jordan, who's had one heck of a first half. 17 points, 4 rebounds, couple of steals. He has been all over the place for the Lancers. Riak, as I mentioned, 13 points, 10 rebounds, got 2 blocks in the first half. Origin Pruitt with 6 points. Patrick Toomey with 6 points. Terrell Moss with 4. CJ Costello with 4. And Braden Younger with 3 for the Lancers. So going deep into the depth chart there to get on the score sheet are the Lancers. For Janesville Parker, they didn't score their first points until about 3-4 minutes into the ball game. Offense just been hard to come by, but they picked things up a little bit in the later stages of that first half. Not sure if that was LaFollette taking the foot off the gas a little bit or them finding a little bit of rhythm, maybe a little bit of both. Once Nolan Pagel checked into the game, the offense seemed to flow a little bit better, but Javonte Johnson just has not had a good first half. Didn't have a good first half Friday against Sun Prairie East either, though, but then scored 19 points in the second half, so the Vikes are hoping they can get one of those from him. He's got 5 points, just 1 rebound in the first half. Usually so good on the glass, but Riak has kept him off of the boards, and he has had a bit of a struggle in the first half, but he has rebounded before, and Vikes are hoping he can do it again. Brady Reed led the Vikings in the first half with 6 points. Carter Salas, Nolan Pagel, Javonte Johnson all with 5. Keandre Johnson and Nolan Ziegelman each with 4. Ty Jordan and Henry Simmons have each added 2 points. At the half, Culver's the Janesville Halftime Show. Madison LaFollette leads over Janesville Parker 54-33. Second half coming up after this. You're listening to High School Hoops on 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
We see you out there coming up with original ideas, which is why you shop at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, because you know that when inspiration stirs, we'll have what you need at prices that help make it happen. During our big pet care event, save on Good and Fun and Smart Bones dog chews starting at $4.99, 25% off all dog and cat toys, and get a free $15 Blaine's gift card when you buy select bags of Yukonuba dog food. Find value on the things you value. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
At Carpets Plus, we have the perfect flooring for your home. Whether it's carpet, luxury vinyl, plank, tile, or laminate, we have the latest styles and durable options to fit your lifestyle. Wider planks, warm tones, and waterproof flooring are top trends, and we have them all in stock. For a limited time, get 0% financing on purchases of $10,000 or more. Stop in today, select your perfect floor. Carpets Plus of Janesville on the northernmost point of Pontiac Drive.
Congratulations to the premier oral surgery spotlight student, Milton basketball player Colin Branch. Colin poured in 35 points to push the Redhawks past Watertown in a recent one-point road victory in the Badger Large Conference. Congrats again to Colin Branch from the entire team at Premier Oral Surgery with locations in Janesville and Monroe.
Search the web for Premier Oral Surgery Scholarship to learn how you can apply for their $1,000 student scholarship.
Nobody knows windows like Wanakee Remodeling. Windows from Wanakee Remodeling are durable, beautiful, custom-crafted, made-to-order, and professionally installed. Energy-efficient windows from Wanakee Remodeling also offer the elegance, strength, and stability of wood with the low-maintenance features of vinyl. This month, save 20% on your windows or doors, plus $150 off your entire project. Visit WanakeeRemodeling.com for more details.
Wanakee Remodeling, we make everything all look new.
Now streaming all Badger basketball games. WCLO Janesville Beloit.
Wrapping up the Culver's of Janesville halftime show. Parker's got to find something here. They want to come back in this one. Lost by only 10 to the Lancers. This is the first matchup. The Lancers scored 61 points the entirety of that first matchup a month ago. They scored 54 in the first half. Badger basketball tonight, 10 p.m. Boy, oh boy, gotta love the new Big Ten, right? Wisconsin at Oregon, 10 p.m. tip-off for the Badgers. That game gonna go well past midnight. Younger Sean would have been staying up for that one. I might try to catch the first half, but gonna have to find the recap in the morning. All right, we're all set to go here in the second half. It'll be Parker basketball to start things off here at a 21-point hole. Change to the starting lineup here. Brady Reed into the starting lineup. Turnover right away by Parker. Toomey back the other way. Floater's up and good. Brady Reed starting the second half. Keandre Johnson not. Not sure if that's injury or coach's decision or what it might be. Javante puts the layup up and in, answers back. Reak has it on the left wing. Top of the key, Jordan. Reak underneath. Spins, fades, jumpers up, short, no good. Good defense by Johnson, but Reese Jordan with an offensive rebound puts the lefty layup up and in. So Reak not even the one getting the offensive rebounds. It's Reese Jordan there, and it's another turnover by Parker. And an easy layup by Moss. Not the start to the half. The Vikes want it. Jordan drives in, rejected by Reak, but out to Reed. Underneath Johnson. Johnson loses it. Kicks to Simmons on the wing. Kicks into the corner. Jordan. Simmons gets it back. Three's on the way. It's up. No good. Rebounded by Pruitt. Back the other way come the Lancers. Moss has it on the right wing. Alley-oop, a bit of a lob pass there to Reak, just too much height. Up and over Simmons, 62-35 lead. Johnson has it at the free throw line, turns around, mid-range jumper, short, no good. Rebound brought in by Moss. Just no offensive sets right now for Parker. A lot of quick shots, a lot of iso ball, not getting things done. Moss has it in the corner. Top of the key, Pruitt. Offense will reset. 16 minutes to play. Pruitt. Top of the key, drives, kicks into the corner. Jordan. Shot fake, drive. Layup's up and good. Reese Jordan with the two. Back the other way comes Ty Jordan. 64-35 lead for La Follette. Top of the key, Ty Jordan. Over to Simmons. Simmons drives, almost has it ripped away. Layup's up, no good. Chases down the rebound, though. Kicks it out to Ty Jordan. Three's up, no good. Rebound brought in by Pruitt. Back the other way come the Lancers. Jordan tightropes the left side. Has it in the corner. Kicks top of the key, Pruitt. Three's on the way, good. Origin Pruitt, seven threes for the Lancers here tonight. It's a 32-point lead. Foul's going to be called on Jordan. It's going to be team first, his second. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by K&W Greenery, offering great quality plants, trees, shrubs, annuals, perennials, roses, and tropical plants. Everything to make your life beautiful. Highway 14 in Janesville. Largest lead of the night for the Lancers. 15 minutes to play. 67-35. Just kind of the opposite of what we saw when these two teams matched up a month ago. Reac altering the shot there. Can't quite bring down the rebound. Javonte does. Kicks it into the corner. Three's up on the way. Too strong. No good. And that's going to be La Follette basketball. Reac 15 points, 11 rebounds. Reese Jordan 21 points and 6 rebounds. Jordan gets it across half court. Moss gonna have it. On the right wing, drives. Layup's up, no good. Trying to bring down the rebound. Can't bring it in. Johnson kicks up the hill. Hill's layup's up and no good. Rebound brought in by Toomey. Reac again affected that one, then turns it over. Trying to get it to Reac in transition for the slam. Instead, Parker gets the steal. Johnson's turnaround jumper's up, no good. Johnson offensive rebound, lost it. Back the other way come the Lancers. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touched by Parker, so it'll be Lancer basketball. Inbound in under their own basket. Gets to the top of the key to Moss. Pruitt drives, dumps off, top of the key. Three's up, three's good. Terrell Moss with the three, and it's just an absolute barrage here. That's 8 threes and a 35-point lead. The Lancers have doubled up the Vikings, 70-35. Ty Jordan, corner three's up, good. Vikings just needed a little bit of momentum, anything they could get. Drive by Reac, layup's up, no good. Tracks down his own miss, caught himself under the basket, and then he's fouled. See if they're going to give him a couple of free throws. They are going to give Reac a couple of free throws here. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by the Henke Clarsted Funeral Home. Rely on the experience and compassion at the Henke Clarsted Funeral Home, 1010 North Wright Road, Janesville. Online at henkeclarsted.com. Reac's first free throw is on the way and good. Free throws on the way. 2 for 2 at the stripe there for Reac. 72-38 lead. Now for the Lancers. Almost another turnover there, and it is another turnover. Moss tried to throw that one down. Couldn't. Johnson quickly back the other way. Reed's three is up. Off the front of the rim, no good. Quickly up to Reac, and he's going to throw it down. And Bredesen wants a timeout. 74-38 lead for La Follette. All answers. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Hoops, 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Some equipment shows up and never quite gets the hint. It's not broken. It's not unwanted. It just stayed. That's the first in, last out inventory at Johnson Tractor. New equipment that hung around longer than planned and is now ready to go. No hype, no games, no pricing gimmicks. Just solid iron at lower prices that's tired of making eye contact. See what's available at JohnsonTractor.com. Click Philo Bargains.
When you need the score, right now. WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
.13-16 to go, second half. La Follette leads 74-38. It's been all Lancers here tonight. Johnson has it. Finds Reed back to Johnson. Layup's up and good. Needed that one. 34-point lead still, though, for the Lancers. Moss drives. Layup's up and good. Terrell Moss with a pretty finish. One of the two seniors on this roster. Turnover there by Parker. Back the other way come the Lancers. Alley-oop up to Moss. Bad pass. Couldn't get it to go. React and one. React collected the miss. Took the harm. Now he's going to head to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. The Lancers are knocking on the door of 80 points. Riak at the free throw line. Free throws up, bounces around, drops for him. 79-40 lead, 22-13 for Riak. 22 points, 13 rebounds. Johnson to Pagel. Now to Simmons as he crosses half court. Little midi jumper is going to be up and good. Henry Simmons gets the jumper to go. Riak gets it across half court. Finds Pruitt on the wing. Now into the corner. Moss drives in, layups up, and no good. Couldn't get it to go. Reed comes down with the rebound for Parker. Back the other way come the Vikes. Pagels, three's on the way. Too short, no good. React skies for the rebound. Layups up, no good. Johnson with the rebound. Back the other way come the Vikes to Jordan. Little floater is going to be up and good. Nice little floater there by Ty Jordan to get it up and over React. Back the other way comes Moss. No good on the three. Offensive rebound, Jordan. React, right wing three. Short, no good. Johnson brings down the rebound. Offense is kind of stalled for both teams here. Underneath Jordan. A little out of control, but he's able to corral it and puts the layup up and in. 79-46 is the lead for Madison La Follette. 11:35 to go in the second half. La Follette wants to talk things over. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Remind you tonight's broadcast brought to you by Mercy Health System, a passion for making lives better by Carpet Mart. Janesville owned and operated on Milton Avenue across from the post office. Quality flooring backed by service you can stand on. And by Black Hawk Community Credit Union, a shared past, a strong future. BHCCU Community is their middle name. Just been all Lancers here tonight for the first half. Very much kind of the opposite of what we saw in the first matchup between these two teams a month ago, where Parker hung around for the majority of the game. And just in the second half, didn't have enough of the gas tank, and the Lancers pulled away for a 10-point victory, 61-51. But Lancers already at 79 points here tonight. Knocking on the door of 80. And they still have 11.5 to play. Triple digits certainly in play for the Lancers. Moss's three is up and good. The Vikings switched to his own defense and just nobody closed out on him, and he hits the wide open three. 82-46 lead for the Lancers. Johnson has it, loses it, fouls called. A little too aggressive on the defense, either Riak or Moss. Inbound, Pagel, three's up and three's good. Nolan Pagel with the three. He's got 8 points. Moss has it. Left side, three's up, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Ty Jordan. Reed has it, finds Simmons underneath. Shots up, no good, but he's fouled, and he'll head to the free throw line for two. I think they're going to tag React on the foul. No, they're going to get Braden Younger on the foul. So Simmons going to head to the free throw line for two. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Kaiser, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC of Janesville. Together, let's drive with the ones that matter, and let Kaiser Janesville keep you on the road. First free throw is no good. Simmons at the free throw line. Second one's up, no good. 0 for a trip there from Simmons. Rebound brought in by Moss. 10:30 to play, second half. 82-49 lead. And it's going to be a turnover by La Follette. Ty Jordan brings it back the other way, finds Pagel. Finds Simmons. Simmons underneath, layups up, no good. Rebound brought in by Moss. Try to get it up to React, full court, he does. React's underneath. Shot's no good, but he's fouled, and he'll head to the free throw line for two. Turned into a bit of a foul fest here in the second half. Still 10 minutes to play. 82-49 lead. Just not a lot of flow for this game here. Pretty much since the start of the half. React's first free throws up and good. Tonight's broadcast also brought to you by Universal Recycling Technologies. Take advantage of free recycling drop-off for electronics and old Christmas lights on Beloit Avenue in Janesville. Riak at the free throw line. Second one's up and good. 84-49 lead. Back to the way come Parker. That's another turnover for the Vikes. 16 of them to just 4 for the Lancers. There's Keandre Johnson. He's going to check in for the first time here in the second half, in for his brother Javonte. Didn't start the second half. Brady Reed started for him. Not sure if it was a coach's decision or what the choice was there, but 10 minutes to play, second half. All Lancers, 84-49. Top of key, Moss has it, finds Younger. Takes a deep three, it's up, no good. Rebound brought in by Keandre. Gets it on for Reed, full court pressure here from the Lancers, and at the turnover, stolen away. Skip pass, Moss. He drives in. Gets it to Riak. On the left wing. Skip pass opposite corner. A little too hot to handle there. It's going to be a turnover by LaFollette. Rare one there for the Lancers. 9.5 to play. 84-49 lead. Riak with 24 points, 14 rebounds. Reese Jordan with 21 points, 7 rebounds. Origin Pruitt with 10. Terrell Moss with 14. So 4 of the Lancers starters in double figures. But a foul is going to be called there on Costello. It's going to be the Lancers' 5th. Parker's going to inbound. Simmons has it top of the key. Finds Keandre underneath. Riak reaches from behind. Another foul there. That'll be the 5th. On the Lancers. Just Riak 2nd. Kicked into the corner. Pagel's 3 is up and it's good. Nolan Pagel. Another 3. He's got 11 points off the bench to lead the way for the Vikes. 84-52. Right side, drive, kick into the corner. Younger, his three's on the way. Down and out, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Costello. Offensive rebound for the Lancers. And then a carry there by Costello. So a turnover. Salas going to check in for the Vikes. Johnson gets it across half court to Jordan. Pagel fought about a really deep three. Instead kicks it to Reed on the left wing. Now Ty Jordan, top of the key, swings it around to Johnson. Skip to Jordan. Jordan drives, kicks to Salas in the corner. His three's on the way and good. It's back-to-back threes for the Vikes from that corner spot. 84-55 lead for the Lancers. We seem to be kind of on cruise control here in the second half. They got the lead back up to more than 30, almost 40 at one point in the second half, and have not just coasted. Riak kicks into the corner. Offense stalls there. Costello has it. Gets to Moss at the top of the key. Moss picks up his dribble. Off to the right side. Vinny Klein-Smith kicks into the corner. Younger, three's up, no good. Reed with the rebound. Gets to Johnson. Johnson kicks to Pagel. Pagel's three's on the way and good. It's 3 straight threes for the Vikes. They're going to need to hit about 10 more of those. Still trailing 84-58. But Nolan Pagel's had himself one heck of a night. 14 points. Turnover there by the Lancers, stolen away by Ty Jordan in transition. Lefty layup's up, no good, but he's fouled, and it's going to be on Costello, so Ty Jordan will head to the free throw line for two. Costello's sophomore guard. Jordan's first free throw is on the way, no good. Reese Jordan, Origin Pruitt, both going to check in for the Lancers. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Prime Quarter Steakhouse. Do your grilling and chilling at Prime Quarter Steakhouse, Highway 14 or Humes Road in Janesville, across from Target. And by Countryside Jewelry in the heart of downtown Fort Atkinson, your trusted family-owned and operated jeweler for almost 40 years. Both free throws. No good from Jordan, but Keandre comes down with the offensive rebound at putback to make it an 84-60 lead. Reak tried for the putback slam, and he's fouled, so he's going to head to the free throw line for two. Reak starting to rack up the free throw attempts here in the second half. This will be his 10th and 11th free throw attempts. He's 8-9 so far. First free throw's on the way. Good. Sub checking in for the Lancers. Jamario Morgan. Oh, never mind, he's waiting for React. That's who he's checking in for. So second free throw's on the way from React. It's up and good. That might be it for him. 7:21 to go. The Lancers lead 86-60. So I have to see if React checks back in, but if not, 26 points, 14 rebounds for the star senior forward. As mentioned, hit 1,000 career points earlier tonight. He's reclassified to the class of 2027. And he's going to be headed to a prep academy in, I believe, Missouri for his senior year. Three's up, three's good. Terrell Moss for the Lancers. 89-60, under seven to play. Reed over on the right side, crosses over. Midi jumper is up and good. Brady Reed with 8 points. Had a nice ball game tonight. Started the second half in place of Johnson. Three's up, no good. Rebound by Reed. Back the other way come the Vikes. Kicked into the corner, Ty Jordan. Johnson layup up underneath, good. Keandre with the layup. Gets it to go. Reese Jordan, midi jumper, no good. Keandre with the rebound. And then stolen away. Another turnover by the Vikes. Vinny Kleinsmith on the steal and the two. Lancers at 91 points. Still 6 minutes to play. Another foul called there on the Lancers. That's going to send Keandre to the free throw line as Ziegelman checks in for Parker. Keandre at the free throw line. 8 points, 8 rebounds. Free throw's on the way, too strong, no good. It was the 1-1, so misses it. Back the other way comes LaFollette. Quickly, layup's up, no good. Ziegelman with the rebound. Ziegelman, try to get that one to the left block, tipped away by Moss, now kicked right side Salas. Three's up, no good. Keandre with the offensive rebound, shots up, blocked. But Ziegelman with an offensive rebound, and then he's fouled. And he's going to head to the free throw line. So Ziegelman being rewarded for his activeness under the basket, the junior forward. Going to head to the free throw line for a couple. That's the eighth team foul on LaFollette. Ziegelman's free throw, left it short, no good. Second free throw from Ziegelman. A little too strong. No good. So an 0 for a trip there. Rebound brought in by LaFollette. Moss has it near half court. Finds Pruitt on the left side. Now finds Moss. Thought about the deep three. Instead kicks to Morgan in the corner. Skip pass left corner. Now to Jordan. On the left wing. Jordan. Good ball movement. Wide open three. Down and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Up and in. Vinny Kleinsmith, the freshman. Offensive rebound and putback. Salas has it. Dumps off Johnson. Now to Pagel. Back to Johnson. In the corner. Three's up. Too strong. No good. Morgan with another offensive or another rebound for LaFollette. Rebounded the ball nicely off the bench. Pruitt on the left wing. 4:40 to play. Moss, right wing three. Too strong. No good. Ziegelman comes down with a rebound for Parker. Pagel has it right wing. Three is up. Three's good. Nolan Pagel got 17 points. Has it on the left wing. Jordan is crossover. Kicks into the corner. Now Moss has it. His three's on the way. Down and out. No good. Jordan offensive rebound. Trying to get it underneath. Stolen away. In transition. Ty Jordan has it. Layup's going to be up and good. Back of the way come the Lancers. Jordan has it. Skip pass into the corner. Pruitt now to Jordan. Kleinsmith, his three's up. Good. Holy cow. Vinny Kleinsmith, the freshman off the bench with a three and 96 points on the board for the Lancers. 96-69. Lancers lead. Ty Jordan has it underneath. Johnson in the corner. Gets it back to Jordan. Jordan drives baseline. Little floaters up. I think Moss might have got his hands on that a little bit. Back the other way come the Lancers. Jordan on the left wing. 3:20 to play. Underneath Morgan. Lefty layup's up. No good. Ziegelman with the rebound. Back the other way come the Vikes. Then turned it over. Back the other way come the Lancers. Moss drives into the paint and a little too many steps there, so it's going to be a turnover by LaFollette. They haven't had too many of those tonight. Certainly more here in the second half, but just 9 compared to 19 for Parker. Johnson gets it across half court to Jordan. Picks up his dribble. Back to Pagel. Get pass over to the left side, Salas. Now to Ziegelman in the corner. Trying to get it underneath. Ziegelman backs his way in. Shots up and good. Nolan Ziegelman. Strong move. Under 3 to play. Lane's Farm and Fleet postgame show coming up at the conclusion of this one. It's been all Lancers since the opening whistle. Ziegelman with the block. Offensive rebound, though, to Morgan. His lefty layup's up, no good. Ziegelman with a rebound. Ziegelman's showing some good minutes here. That one's going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Lancers. So it'll be Parker basketball. Subs checking in for the Lancers. React's going to check back into the ball game here. Bit of a surprise, but 2:22 to play, up 25. This team obviously has some aspirations in the postseason. But he's still out there along with Terrell Moss. Two starters still out there. Ziegelman, Johnson, Hill, Pagel, Salas on the floor for the Vikes. Ziegelman offensive rebound. Put back up. No good. React comes down with a rebound. Back the other way come the Lancers. Moss has it. Top of the key. Under 2 to play. Moss drives right into the paint. Shots up. And he traveled there again. Drag the pivot on the gather there, I think, and they're going to tag him with the turnover. Back to the way come the Vikes. Pagel steps into a transition three off the front of the rim, no good. Ziegelman offensive rebound. Shots up and good. Count it. Going Ziegelman. Off the bench, 8 points, 8 rebounds. That made himself a heck of a ball game in the minutes he's gotten. Free throws on the way. It's up and good. 96-74 is the lead for LaFollette. Tonight's game brought to you by Charlie's Place, home of the Charlie Burger, Racine Street in Janesville. and by the Bank of Milton. Strong client relationships and a high level of community involvement. That's the Bank of Milton. Three's up, no good. Frum will foul it. Keandre Johnson brings down the rebound. Minute and a half to play. Ziegelman shots up, blocked. Out of bounds, last touched by the Lancers. It's going to be Vikes basketball into their own basket. .120 to play. Gets it into Johnson, loses it, fouls called. Johnson will head to the free throw line for two, double bonus for the Vikes. It's going to be on Morgan. First one's up and good. Second one's on the way. That one's no good. React brings down the rebound. Trying to pass that one underneath. A little too saucy on the pass. Minute 15 to play. Another turnover for the Lancers. They're up to 11, but a lot of those have been kind of the last 4 minutes here. Garbage time. J.J. Knipples checked in for Parker. Hill has it on the right wing. Drives in, left side, three-pointers on the way from Salas. Too strong, no good. Ziegelman offensive rebound. His shot's up and good. Count it. And one. Tell you what, Ziegelman's a rebound away from a double-double off the bench. He's got 11 points, 9 rebounds. He's headed to the free throw line for one here. Free throw's on the way, and it's good. 96-78, Lancers comfortably ahead, under a minute to play here. See if they dribble it out or keep going for the attack. They've been close to 100 for a few minutes now, and offense has just stagnated a little bit. Three's up from the left side, no good. It's going to be out of bounds. No, saved, but into the hands of Parker. Ziegelman has it over to the left side. Layup's going to be up from Hill, no good. Johnson offensive rebound, put back up and in. Keandre with the offensive rebound and the put back, under 30 to play. Moss gets it across half court. 20 seconds on the clock. Kicked into the corner. Now to Moss. Gets it back into the corner. Shot fake drive. Lost it. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Vikes. Going to be Lancer basketball with 12 seconds to play. Lance Farm and Fleet post-game show coming up at the conclusion of this one. Inbound. Stolen away by Hill. In transition, has a wide-open layup. Lefty layup's going to add a couple points to his score total. And the clock's going to run out. Three on the clock. Johnson comes away with a steal, throws up a heave, and the shot's no good. So that's how the ball game will end. 96-82. Lancers win. And the Vikes start a two-game losing streak after falling to Madison East on Saturday. We're back with the Blaine's Farm and Fleet post-game show after this. You're listening to High School Basketball at 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Hy-Vee in Janesville is proud to announce the Hy-Vee High School Team of the Month, the Beloit Memorial Boys Basketball Team, led by Coach Todd Marks. Purple Knights are 18-2 and tied for first place in the Southern Lakes Conference, and led by senior point guard Amari Hereford, who leads the state in scoring, but also has a strong supporting cast, led by seniors Brock Hodges and J.J. Martin. Congratulations to the Beloit Memorial Boys Basketball Team on being named the Hy-Vee High School Team of the Month.
Good luck to the Janesville High School basketball teams from all of us at Charlie's. Hi, this is Dennis from Charlie's Place, and I've been told we make the best burgers on the planet. The Charlie Burger is legendary. We recommend you order it all the way. Don't hold back. Fresh ground beef, bacon, American cheese, lettuce, pickle, onion, mayo, and tomato on a grilled bun. Don't cheat yourself. Get it all. Charlie's Place on Racine invites you to come early and stay late. We'll have the grill ready.
Time now for another free piece of legal advice. Let's go to Duffy Dillon from Dillon Gruby, Attorneys at Law.
When you're hurt in a crash, it's easy to forget small details that insurance companies will use to raise bogus defenses later on. So, when you can, use your phone to record everything you see, along with your recollection of what happened. Video never forgets, and when you remember everything, it's a key factor in getting the compensation you deserve. Once you're back home safe, contact me at DillonGrubyLaw.com, and we'll get to work.
When you've been injured and have had enough, get tough. Call Dove.
Looking for the perfect way to say I love you? Celebrate every milestone. An anniversary, a birthday, or simply just because. With a timeless treasure from Countryside Jewelry in downtown Lake Mills. Choose from sparkling diamond rings, vibrant birthstone pendants, and elegant earrings, each crafted to last more than a lifetime. Enjoy a scenic drive and discover that unforgettable gift. Make your special moments shine with Countryside Jewelry, downtown Lake Mills, where memories are made to last.
Celebrate love all month long at Hester Toyota with the new 2026 Camry. Yeah, that's right, the Camry. Now you might be saying, what's this sexy music doing in a Camry commercial? But baby, real romance is about being sensible, pragmatic. And the new Camry has an all-hybrid powertrain with up to 51 combined MPG rating.
51.
Everyday drives deserve everyday thrills. Get yours at Hester Toyota. No games, no gimmicks, no kidding.
If you haven't been by campus in a while, maybe you don't know, but big things are happening at Black Hawk Technical College, and that's because Black Hawk is for everyone. With new investments into public safety, manufacturing, and bachelor's degree pathway programs, it's easy to see why Black Hawk is the community's choice for higher education. It's never too late to invest in yourself, and success is always easier when you have the right connections and support. Get started today at blackhawk.edu. Take flight with Black Hawk.
Whether you take medication every day or just need a one-time prescription, Mercy Health is bringing the pharmacy to you. Getting your medication is as easy as ordering from your favorite online store. You can order your prescriptions online or by phone, and we'll ship them straight to your door. Skip the stress and experience pharmacy convenience like never before. Learn more at mercyhealthsystem.org/pharmacy/home delivery. Mercy Health. A passion for making lives better.
Tailgate indoors tonight on the biggest grill around at Prime Quarter Steakhouse. No bugs, no bad weather, and the grill is always sizzling and waiting for your juicy USDA choice steak or succulent seafood selection. Do your grilling and chilling or have it prepared your way. Then dive into Prime Quarter Salad Bar and sear some Texas toast. You can also become a part of the Prime Quarter team. They're hiring now for all positions. This baseball season, make Prime Quarter your tailgate destination. Prime Quarter Border Steakhouse on Humes Road across from Target, Janesville.
All right, Judy. Kaiser Janesville is our last stop in search of a new GMC truck.
Okay, Bill.
Judy, it's a miracle. There's like 20 to choose from.
It's amazing. One for you, one for me.
Wait, what?
If you are looking for a little, stop into Kaiser Janesville today for the biggest selection of 2026 GMC Professional Grade Sierras. Plus, get up to $11,721 off of MSRP today. Visit KaiserJanesville.com.
When it happens, it's here. WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Time now for the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, be an original. Madison LaFont wins this one 96-82 over Janesville. Parker will move to 14-9 on the season, 11-7 in conference play. The Vikes will fall to 3-20, 1-17 in conference play. Looking at some of the team stats tonight, LaFont out-rebounded the Vikes 42-34. 19 turnovers for the Vikings to 11 for Madison LaFont. LaFont hit 11 threes. Parker hit 10. LaFollette, though, hit the majority of those threes in the first half, really kind of built that 30-point lead, led by almost 40 at one point, and just never really was in doubt, even though the final score here is going to be about 14-point difference, much closer than what the game was over the course of the broadcast here tonight. Looking at the leading scorers for LaFollette, the Andriac with 26 points, hit 1,000 career points on the night. Early in this one, 16 rebounds and 3 blocks. Another monster night for the senior forward. Reese Jordan added 21 points and 8 rebounds. Terrell Moss added 17 points. Origin Pruitt with 10. Patrick Toomey added 8. Vinny Kleinsmith off the bench with 7 points. CJ Costello with 4. And Braden Younger added 3. For Janesville Parker, they were led tonight by Nolan Pagel off the bench with 17 points. Nolan Ziegelman had 12 points off the bench, 9 rebounds, almost a double-double off the bench for Ziegelman. Ty Jordan with 11, Keandre Johnson with 11, Javante Johnson with 9 points, Carter Salas, Brady Reed each added 8, Henry Simmons with 4, and Javion Hill with 2. Just not enough for the Vikings tonight. LaFollette got out to that early lead and never looked back. Time for your Hy-Vee player of the game. Your local Janesville Hy-Vee is employee-owned with a smile in every aisle. Proud sponsors of WCLO's High School Team of the Month. Going to give it to Nolan Pangle. 17 points off the bench. As always, bit of a dead eye from the three-point line here. See how many he had total. 5 three-pointers on the night. So there you go. Nolan Pangle, your Hy-Vee player of the game. Final here from LaFollette. It's the Lancers 96, Janesville Parker 82. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night on CLO as Janesville Craig boys basketball takes on Sun Prairie East. It's a big hit action, so make sure you're tuning in at about 7 o'clock for that one. For Zach, producing for us in the downtown Janesville studios, you've been listening to high school basketball at 1230 AM, 92.7 FM, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
You've been listening to a special presentation from WCLO and the Big Radio Sports Network. Podcasts of our local game broadcasts can be found at WCLO.com. We now return to your regularly scheduled program already in progress on Southern Wisconsin's home for news, sports, and talk. AM 1230 and FM 92.7 WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.